New old dads.
But we're really just two old dads.
And we're really just two girl dads.
And a boy dad. And a boy dad going through it.
Together.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I love it.
Three times.
I love the spontaneity. Before you know it, so let's get the show started. Jeez, enough.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Joe Malillo here, Patrick O'Donnell on the other line. And tonight, we have a man with us. His name is Jordan. Jordan, what's your last name, man? I don't even, that's how much we're getting to know each other.
Yeah, Gibson.
Gibson. And he works at a church. And more importantly, Patrick, he's related to you.
Yes, he's my brother-in-law.
That's
Jordan,
right.
Welcome. I'm so glad you're here. So,
there's Patrick.
Okay.
Can you hear it?
So Jordan, just to fill you in a little bit. Angie, yeah, who has listened to maybe a third of the episodes.
Not even, like two.
Not even. She's like six in, something like that. And anyhow, she had brought up, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago, something like that. I can't, we were at Joe's wife's name is Carrie, and Jordan's wife's name is Kate, right? Angie's sister, Kate. Anyhow, Angie said, "Hey, you should consider having Jordan on the show because he has, you know, you've got a newborn, and you're in the family, and you have a unique story that you know you possibly would be willing to share with your birthing experience." With your wife.
Yeah. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it, guys. Appreciate
it. Yes.
If you had to describe fatherhood in one sentence, what would it be?
Ooh, in one sentence.
One sentence. Good question.
You know, I think for the most part, I really love watching my son like learn new things. Like him, like growing up, he's talking now. So it's like new sentences, new words. All of a sudden, you know, he's talking about stuff we never even talked about with him. It's like, who taught you that? You know?
That's great. That is great. I love it. Learning, it's about learning new things. That's cool.
Learning, yeah, for
totally.
Sure.
Totally. And, you know, Joe, a gift for me has I've been able to I've known Burge his whole life, right? And so it's been a complete gift to watch Kate and Jordan raise their boy to where he's at now and be able to learn some things and model, you know, steal some great ideas, right? I mean, and he's a beautiful young man. He's a good kid. And anyhow, we're stealing ideas from you, Jordan. Didn't know if you knew that, but we are.
Hopefully there's a couple good ideas in there, you know?
Definitely.
How old's Birch, Jordan?
So he turned 2 in July, so just 2 in a few months.
Nice. And how was the pregnancy ending in the middle of summer? I've heard that's a tough thing to go through as a dad.
Yeah, you know,
and a mom, obviously.
Yeah, I think pregnancy sucks either way, you know. But yeah, that's the thing. It's like it wasn't quite like blazing hot out, which I think is always the worry. It's like, is it gonna be, you know, is it gonna be 100 degrees out right? When I'm 9 months pregnant? But it wasn't, so that's good. Right?
Yeah. One benefit for living in northern Indiana and not central.
Right.
True that.
A little bit cooler out there. Right.
What would you say, Patrick, is a memory that you have of Jordan as a father?
Of Jordan as a father?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So, I mean, we were talking before the podcast, and literally, Doug, Jordan and Joe are meeting for the first time tonight. And so I was like, hey, why don't you, while I'm fiddling around with my, you know, my hardware issues on my end, we're remote, all three of us are remote. Jordan's up in Munster, Indiana, and the Munster, Indiana area. And Joe's at home, I'm at home, so we're all remote. Anyway, listening to, you know, the introduction was enough for me just to hear him introduce himself to you. knowing both of you guys, how cool you are. And so to answer your question, to come full
go circle, ahead and answer the damn question, Patrick.
Holy shit. I saw Birch's help me here, Jordan. It wasn't his baptism, it was his
bar mitzvah.
It's not a baptism. It's like a dedication.
Thank you. There you go. Dedication. It was a dedication. Yeah. So I went, Angie and I drove up to the Munster area, and we went to the dedication. And just to see, just to witness that, to see Dad dedicating his own son in front of the whole church and just be going, oh, my God. I mean, can I get a better scene than this? Yeah. And so, I don't know if that answers your question whatsoever, Joe, but that's a perfect answer.
Perfect answer. Okay.
Boom. Bam.
So I guess check that off your list, Patrick. Patrick did need questions written to him ahead of time. I should have typed them out.
That's okay. That's okay.
Caught you off guard. Then you're like, I don't know.
Well, I feel like I did okay with it. I mean, geez.
You did great. Is that a good answer? That's what you said. Is that a good answer? Patrick, I fucking love you, dude. All right, Jordan, sorry. I swear. I
God bless you.
Listen, we're all here for one thing. There's only one reason we invited you on this podcast. And to be frank, Doug is going to freak out about it. You know, our one listener.
Calm down, Doug.
Because this is kind of my nightmare shit. I've heard the essence of this story.
Yeah.
Now you have an opportunity to tell other dads about it. I should say, Doug the dad, about it. But it's heroic for your wife and you. I mean, it's incredible. It's like, you know, scary. It's my worst nightmare. So I'm just going to let you tell the story. Patrick, you kind of lead them along. And then we're going to talk to Adrian. And then we'll talk about the 29 weeks and all that stuff.
Okay. First off, Jordan, thank you. Based off your feedback there, it sounds like you're willing to tell your story, because again, literally Jordan, he already told you, Joe, he texted me and he said, hey man, should I prepare myself for any questions? And I was like, no man, we're pretty loose about things, you know, just show up. And it wasn't because I was trying to avoid anything. It was because I was busy at the time. And I was like, you're good, bro. We'll see you tonight.
It's all good. It's all good.
So
yeah, no,
I love said, I know your story. And Angie was like, hey, you should see if Jordan wants to come on and tell his story. And so I hope I'm not setting you up in any way other than telling us a story that I find truly unbelievable and amazing.
It's too late, Patrick. He's already in. He's here.
I know. But we don't have to put the podcast on. We don't have to put the podcast on, right?
So. Oh, we're putting it on. I think it's fine. Hey, listen, no, Jordan, I'll tell you this. If there's anything you feel uncomfortable with, I'll edit it at the end. I got you.
There you go.
Okay?
Maybe I'll just run it by my wife. Whatever she yells at me about, we'll edit it out.
Listen, there you go, right?
She's listening in the other room. So is she? She'll tell me.
She can't listen. She's got to go. No, actually, have her – if you get anything wrong, you have to – if you get anything wrong, she's got to let you know. Tell her.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, Angie yells from the other room consistently. I think every other podcast, Angie's yelling, you got it wrong. You got it. Deer. Every other podcast. So you're covered.
That's weird. Deer. All right. So what happened, Jordan? Give us the whole thing. Obviously, you guys were pregnant, and it's coming up on July. And here you are, final weeks of the month. What happened?
So we were in Cleveland at the time, living out there. And part of it was we, you know, so it's new hospital, new doctors, all that kind of stuff. And so we didn't really know as we were kind of going into it, what we were going to, you know, who we were dealing with. Obviously, we met the doctor a few times and she seemed real sweet. And then we get to a point where, so Kate's water broke in the middle of the night, And then we wake up, she didn't really know. And so I went to work, and then, so she's like going throughout her day, like her water broke and she didn't really know it.
Wow.
So I'm not sure exactly how that all works, but it had already been, I don't know, 10 hours before she finally is like, I think my water broke. I think we need to go to the hospital.
Wow, dude.
So that was the start of it. Cause then we go in and there's like a 24 hour time limit on, you know, after 24 hours is when things start going wrong after your water is broken. Different things can happen with diseases and such. You know, you want to have the baby before 24 hours is what it sounds like. So she goes in, right. So she goes into labor then for almost 30 hours. So you add that up. So we're talking like 30 something, 40 hours now. And I don't know if that's all right, but I just know that, I mean, we passed the time when she was supposed to have the baby. And so they finally, after, I don't know, 30 hours, come in and say, you know, we're going to do a C-section. And it's like, okay, you know, at that time, it's like, let's just get this done with, you know. And so we're in they bring her in, they prep her for maybe 30 minutes. They bring me in and just let me like sit at her head with, you know, a curtain kind of at her waist, right? Blocking the rest. So
yeah, that's what I'm hoping for.
Right. And so she's in pain. Like she is like, I think part of it was fear. And then also like in her face, I can see her like, she feels some things and she's like, so there's this mixture of fear and pain I'm seeing on her face. And the pain guy is like sitting there like
on his phone.
The guy like in charge of her medication for her pain.
Is like
over there. Right. He's over there like on his phone, like doing whatever. He's not paying attention. Oh. She's like, like for me, you know, we're all obviously in a kind of scary place, you know, just because of what this is, but she looks like she's not well and like freaking out, which I really would prefer her just to be out or like not looking like she's in pain.
Obviously. Doc, right? Yo, come here, knock her out. Come on.
Agreed,
right? I do not want to see that.
Agreed.
I mean, totally understand with that. Yeah.
Empathize. Totally.
And so, you know, and I do think there was some, you know, some fear mixed in there. So I don't know how much pain and how much fear, like what was, you know, each of those, but either way, it wasn't good. And so I'm like trying to be there for her, trying to calm her down and be there. And like,
yeah, right, dude.
And then there's like, you know, and then there's moments where she's like totally just out of it. Right. So I don't know,
sure,
you know, where she's like loopy. Right. So anyway, so they're doing this procedure and they get to the point where they, every so often they count their tools. And what I remember was there's 10 of whatever they're counting, right? So they did it once. And throughout, there was one moment where there's another emergency room and there must've been something really bad happening in there. Cause they're like sending people from this room into that room. Right, they're like letting half the people go deal with this emergency next door. So when they do that, one of the rules is they count their tools. So at one point here, they're counting and they hit about 8 out of 10. And they're like, where's the rest of the stuff?
Oh my God.
And they're trying to be calm and yet they're getting worried. Like you can see the panic on some of their faces, like where's the stuff? Ugh. And so they're picking up, you know, they're like lifting, you know, the paper towels over here. They're looking on this table. They're looking over there. Obviously some people left. So they're hoping, you know, maybe the extra stuff went with them. Either way, I like, in the midst of this, it got pretty intense when there was emergency next door. So it's high tension. I'm trying to calm her down. Like, it's all good. The people next door are having trouble. We're good. And like now all of a sudden in the midst of all this tension, they're losing equipment. Right. And I literally saw,
we're not talking about like an oxygen tank.
No, they're like the some metal, like or, some little like metal,
or sutures, or
something sharp and metal. I'm guessing, right?
Right.
And I literally saw them lift her organs up and look underneath them. I swear to you, I don't know what it was. You know, they had half her organs out. They lifted them up and looked underneath the organs, and I about killed somebody.
You watched that whole thing. You saw that whole thing. Intense, man.
Wow. And she didn't, they ended up finding them, you know.
Where?
They were like on the table way over to the side somewhere.
Oh, they didn't go in. They didn't, oh my God. So they didn't even fall in.
They didn't fall in. Wow. And but it's just like they got to that point where they're so panicking that they're lifting organs up. And like, maybe we dropped it. And the thing was, like, there actually was a time there where they didn't know where it was. And they just like, we have to keep going. So they're like in the midst. I don't know. It was just a mess.
And where's your son at this point?
They just put him. They pick him up. They throw him on a table right there. So then I'm that like literally wow. Like they just like dropped him off on the table. And no one's paying attention to him. So he's crying. I got my new son now on laying on a table. She's looks like, you know, she's dying. He's just been born and there's missing pieces. I'm like ready to kill somebody. Yeah.
Nightmare. Again, dude, didn't I say, Patrick, before? It was a nightmare scenario.
It really was.
How did you stay calm, sir?
I don't know. Like,
did you pray? I'd be like, Lord God, help me. Please, God.
Right. Yeah. You know, I think a big part of it, I had to like manage her stress, whatever, you know, she's like freaking out. And then this baby that I don't know how to take care of, right? Like, can I get a nurse to like hold the baby or something? You know,
you haven't even been introduced.
What, Patrick?
Unbelievable.
I said he hasn't even been introduced to his son yet. Oh my gosh, dude.
Or to his mom, for that matter. Right.
The last time I heard the story is the first time I heard the story. And there's like the his son sitting on the table. You know, I don't remember you telling me that part of it, Jordan, where I'm kind of want to apologize because I'm sitting here going, oh, this is so traumatic.
It's not about you, Patrick.
This whole thing. I understand. You're right.
Yeah.
I'm projecting. I'm sorry.
No, it's good, man. It was very intense, you know, and I feel like I was the only one dealing with like the stress of her, and now there's the baby. And is anybody else done this before? Is anybody actually gonna help us like deal with this?
Wow. Holy smokes.
And Bert was okay. Everything was fine. He was a good baby. He was healthy and
yeah, he was fine. She was fine. But yeah, there was just that moment where like there's missing tools.
Right.
And it was heightened. Yeah, well, it was right. Oh, yeah, and then the pain guy, is like totally checked out. You know.
Oh, I'd be, you know, the first thing I thought to myself, I'd be like, "Yo, get off your effing phone, Patrick." Right. I'd be like, "Yo, right now, what are you doing? I'd be like, "What are you doing, dude? Get up, stand up, come here."
Hey there, Hey there, fancy pants, get over here.
Right, like you don't. It's one of those things. It's going by so quick. You don't know what's appropriate. You don't know how she should be looking or not. You don't know if she should be out or awake or stressed or not. You know, and so I'm trying to like manage her fear. Right. And,
okay. How about this? Tell us what you looking back would have told you yourself in our position.
Yeah, well, I just wonder if there's a way to put her out or close to out. Like, is, I mean, like, to crank it up, right?
I do, Jordan. I haven't been to one appointment. You got to give me something better than that, man. COVID, I haven't even been to an appointment. So me, it'd be like, yo, doc, knock her out the day of. They're going to think I'm fucking nuts.
Yeah, I try it anyways. I mean, honestly, I think it's scary enough. You're about to have a baby, but then on top of it, she's aware that they're slicing her open. It's like the worst thing ever.
Holy Moses.
Hey, and possibly can feel it, you know?
Oh, see, then you throw that in there. There's all these layers to that story that are just like, yay, really?
Yeah.
Hey, do you remember what week that was, Jordan, in your pregnancy? That Birch was born?
We were pretty close to where you know, maybe like a week early or so.
What was your due date? Full term.
I don't know.
I remember it.
A week later.
1 week
later?
So 39 weeks. He was at 39 weeks.
I believe so.
I see what you're getting at, Joe. Yeah.
Yeah, see? I'm a reporter, dude. I'm asking the right questions. That's what you do. I used to be a reporter, Jordan. I'm not anymore.
Nice.
You are, kind of. I mean, yeah, you are. Yeah, you'll always be a reporter, Joe.
That's all right. I'm always for truth and justice. Well, that's an interesting story, Jordan. Seriously, we really appreciate you sharing it.
Are you kidding me?
That stuff is scary as balls. Oh, my God. You're telling me I'm going to look over and they're panic mode. Okay. Here's the thing.
When Jordan, if you could see the look on my face right now, sorry, Joe. When Jordan was telling that story for the first time, I was just like, what? This is before we were pregnant, right? Before we were even talking about having kids. And even then, I was just like, oh, my land, that really happens? And now, you know, sheesh. I like your style, Jordan. Thanks for sharing your story.
Unreal. So, Patrick, we always do something, and Jordan, I think you get to be a part of it this time, is we read from the Pregnancy Handbook.
Yes.
By Adrian Culp.
Yes.
And we read our weeks. You know, Patrick's obviously 3 weeks ahead of Carrie. Angie's 3 weeks ahead of Carrie. And so we usually kind of go Patrick's week, and then we jump back to my week, and then we just remind everybody what that was.
Well, I don't think any of this is obvious, Jordan. This is, you know, he's hearing this for the first time. So, Jordan, we're week 33, Angie and I, and Joe and Carrie are week 30. Yes.
Nice.
Right. Sorry, Joe's giving me the
not week 30. We're week 29.
29.
This Saturday will be week 30.
Okay, which is kind of how we. I like the fact that we're gonna revisit that every week in different tones of, don't you tell me that again, man. If you tell me that one more time, or if you come on, get it right. It's been challenging, but you know, so
don't come at me, Patrick. Don't you dare fucking come at me, bro. No way are you going to start shit with me on the podcast in front of Jordan. Get it right. You are the one who has the fucking book. It's the only thing you have to do.
You're coming up on 30, right?
Sure.
Okay. Yes. And I'm going to would you like me to read week 30 or 33 first?
No, read week 33.
All right. We had a virtual hospital tour tonight. Earlier. Yeah. That's how it was. You got a virtual hospital tour, 30 minutes. I don't know why you have to go anywhere again. I mean, she sat there and was like, this is what this room's for, and this is what everything. And as far as I was concerned, it's like we were there. And it took 30 minutes. We didn't have to drive to the hospital. It was perfect. It was beautiful. So it's virtual hospital tour.
It's just like Patrick's style. Not having to leave the house and be on time.
And I was still 5 minutes late. And Angie calls it a tour. You know, I don't know if it's a Chicago thing. It's a tour. It's not a tour. It's a tour. So there.
It's a tour.
So we had our virtual hospital tour tonight.
And week 33, it's titled, this is We're Pregnant, the First Time Dad's Pregnancy Handbook by Adrian Culp. And I can't believe how close we are to the end. Jordan, I've been reading it as I'm going. So I don't know what's in the next chapter, right? Just as we're going. And week 33, it's called Flexible Skull. I think that says it all. It says the consistent intake of amniotic fluid is preparing the baby's digestive system for the feeding. The skull isn't fully fused yet. The skull isn't fully fused and is known as a fontanelle. There you go, a fontanelle. Can you spell that? Fontanelle. Isn't that kind of a deer? A fontanelle.
Sounds like an Italian dish.
It does. Fontanelle. Can I get a double dose of that fontanelle?
Come on. You got on special tonight? Yeah, we got fontanelle. What else do you want?
Otherwise known as the soft spot. I think everybody knows what the soft spot is on a baby's head, and the correct term is a fontanelle. And mom's tired, uncomfortable, can't stop talking about getting this baby out of her belly, which I'm living. She's hungry all the time, but has trouble eating because of the heartburn and discomfort. He's spot on with that in our world. Says, I've only been privy to encountering amniotic fluid once, and it was late at night during our second pregnancy with Charlie. Said, my wife's water had broken in bed, and while it didn't wake me up at first, my wife's punching me in the back did. She told me that it almost made the sound of a water balloon being popped softly. So I thought that was educational, a water balloon popping softly. I'm still tripping out that Jordan... What's that? A water balloon popping softly?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little too soft. There you go. That's like a water drop. Jordan's talent, starting 10 hours. Folks. 10 hours. That is amazing to me. And it says, plan ahead. Tour the hospital. Right here, chapter 33, or week 33, this is when you're supposed to tour the hospital. So God bless my wife for setting up the hospital tour. She says she may be carrying the baby lower and not sleeping very well. She's having troubles falling asleep, but she sleeps well in the morning, sleeping in. Again, pandemic happening as we speak, so it's different times. As you know. And then let's see. I think that's about it. Let's head back to week 30 with Joe. It's called Your Little Cabbage. Aw. Aw. Your little
cabbage. Lettuce.
It says mom's ligaments are starting to relax. So that's inducing some pain, additional pain. The urge to pee is constant. And baby's brain is getting wrinkled, and hands are now fully developed and is starting to grasp things. Grasping. They are grasping. This is where they start grasping week 30. Fat cells are regulating the body temperature. So Lanugo, we're going to revisit Lanugo. Jordan, do you know what Lanugo is?
Lanugo.
Lanugo? Lanugo is a fine hair that covers the entire baby's body. I think that was about week 18?
Yeah,
Joe?
18,
20. You know, throw the dice. Week 18, we'll say it was in a range between week 15 and week 27. That's when Lanugo forms in the baby's body. So Joe, if you remember Joe, during that episode, we thought that
I don't remember.
How do you forget this? We thought an excellent adult baby diaper brand would be Lanugo, where, you know, if you go Lanugo.
Anyway, I don't remember that.
I can't believe really you don't remember that. You were
sorry.
Like,
this okay, but that's great.
This is like my 15 minutes of fame. This is my 15 minutes of fame, Patrick. I was like, yes, Lanugo. Come on. Let's see.
We're hilarious.
Let's see. Mom's lack of sleep. So this is when it's saying the lack of sleep is really starting to kick in. Is that
true?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. 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 I feel so bad.
Really? Like she can't fall asleep or just can't sleep?
Both. It's both.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And then like sometimes she'll wake up in the middle of the night. She also pees all the time. Just like all.
Right. Right. Which is, yes, the urge to pee is constant. It is a bullet point.
We did have an appointment today too. Since you got to go to the hospital, Carrie went to the hospital and had another kind of sonogram done. Just kidding, ultrasound. what's the difference there, Jordan? Do you know?
I do not know.
Neither do we, and it's week 17.
Let's just keep it that way.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
she had another like ultrasound done. And they used like the little wand and they were putting it over her and like you can hear the heartbeat. And then like at one point, Gia punched the thing.
She did?
Yeah. Yeah. Kicked it or punched it. Just was like, Koo! And like the doctor's like, ooh, she like punched it.
Nice.
And we're like, she's still measuring kind of small. The doctor says it's not a big deal. But, yeah. You know, Carrie's eating, gaining some weight. She shouldn't really gain any more weight it's going to be a little bit, but not too much. But she's ready. And then, you know, it was super, it's always nice to have an appointment, right? Make sure that baby's doing all right there.
Did anybody say, cut me, Mick, when she, you know, took the right hook? Cut me, Mick. Nothing.
No, but she's proven to be, just as Devin called it, sassy.
God bless her. I love her. I love
Devin's 9-year-old sassy daughters.
I can't wait for Violet to meet Birch, Jordan. They're going to have so much fun together, these two.
Yeah, I'm excited for that too, man.
Punks. I'm looking forward to that. Hey, Joe, I'm glad you brought up the appointment. We had an appointment too last Friday. And during the appointment, really the big thing for us was Jordan, at one point, I don't know if Kate told you this, but one of the kidneys in Violet was growing at a slower rate than the other. Okay. And so it was either it catches up, well, it's in mom, you know, before the baby's born, or they do a procedure immediately after she's born. Not invasive, but just kind of basically it's the tube's too narrow. Right. It needs to be widened. And anyhow, per the ultrasound on Friday that we had, sounds like the same day we had an ultrasound, Joe. Anyhow, the other one's caught up.
Ours was good today, but that's okay.
Okay. Yeah. My bad. Anyway, nice. All caught up. So that kidney's all good. And so no procedure after birth, knock on wood.
That's great. Nice.
Yeah. Thanks,
that's good to hear.
That's great, dude. Now, Jordan, do you remember week 29, 30, 33, where we're at? Do you remember what it was like where this is like, you know, 2.5 years ago at this point.
I think I blocked it out, you know, as much as possible.
I forgot you were in Cleveland at the time. I forgot. Yeah, man, you experienced all that in Cleveland.
Yeah, you know, a couple things. Well, I know one thing was that she teaches dance classes and was still going, like,
wow,
towards the end there. She's still teaching classes.
Wow.
I think maybe sitting down during some of it, but, you know, still there teaching the kids how to dance.
That's awesome.
Super cool. That's super cool.
But, you know.
Was there any – oh, go ahead.
What I do remember is there wasn't a lot of getting sick, which was good. I know like my sister, and I'm not sure how your wives do, but you know, get real sick, you know, especially like first trimester. But she didn't have a lot of that, which was good. And
which is trippy.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm sorry.
Well. Yeah, you're good.
I was gonna say, which is trippy. You would not that it should. But it sounds, from a sickness standpoint anyway, it sounds like Angie's experience and Kate's experience were completely opposite. Dude, Angie was yakking and gagging early on, and it went on for months.
Yeah, same with Carrie.
3-4 months, right? And so that's like I shouldn't assume that because they're, you know, of the same DNA and blood that they would experience pregnancy the same way, but it sounds like they were totally opposite.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, no, she, I don't think once got sick, which I was so happy. I don't think so.
Oh,
I,
wow.
No, I was very happy about that. I felt like that was a huge, you know, blessing, you know.
Right.
Well, all that matters is is the baby came out healthy. He's clearly doing well. He's 2 years old.
Yeah.
And it sounds like, you know, are you guys planning on having another? Because you could just join the podcast before it ends if you can work hard enough.
There you go. Yeah, you know. Possibly, you know. We're thinking about it. You know, the thing is, one kid is easy, I think. You know, not when you start. When you start, you get it, you figure it out. But
yeah, you're like, playing zone defense, and then all of a sudden it turns to man-to-man, and then you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah. You know, you know, one thing I was – so I was thinking about talking with you guys today. One of the things that came up was the biggest thing for me after having the baby was that first night, right? So you had the baby, everything's good, everybody's healthy. That first night they ask you, you know, do you want to have your baby in this room, or we can take them and you guys can sleep. Otherwise, you know, they might be crying or whatever. And if I remember correctly, we let them watch him. And then, but there's this feeling, and I remember it too, when we got home, it's like that first night we put him in another room to go to sleep. And like, cause he was in our room for a period of time. And then that first night we put him in another room, and you have to like believe that your kid's going to be alive the next day somehow. Like,
wow.
This moment where you got to go, I have no control over this kid's ability to live. And wow. I hope he's there and I hope he's alive. And, but you like, I mean, you have to sleep, right? Like, you can't just have this kid all the time. You can't just watch him, you know, all night, right? Like, you have to go to sleep at some point. Yeah. And I just remember that being like, for me, it was like one of the biggest like faith things. It's like, oh God, I really need you to like watch my kid. So, you know, man, like,
that's awesome.
Please,
that's awesome.
You know, like,
that's
please.
That's what they talk about. That's what that's they
intense.
Tell them.
That's intense.
That's what people, crazy. Parents who have it, they say, it changes your life.
There's I can the fathom.
Reason. He puts fathom. It into words.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. That's for sure.
I have to say this, Jordan. You know what I thought he was going to say, Joe?
Tell us what you thought he was going to say.
Here's what I thought he was going to say based off of a gentleman that we had on, Jordan, a guy named Tim, who's a firefighter here in the Indianapolis area, and he has five girls. And we were asking him similar questions. And one of the things that he said was, when you're in the hospital and they offer, you know, to maybe take the baby away and do whatever it is that they're going to do, Tim was like, man, let them take it so you can get some sleep and chill out. Right. That's what he was. And I thought you were going in that direction with that, because that's kind of where it started. And it didn't go that way.
This guy, you got two for two. This guy, he's going to be doing the same thing. Just let him go. Let him take it.
Tim was like, yeah, man, just let him take it so he can get some sleep for a while. And this is probably after his third kid. Yeah. His third girl. So he's, you know, Mr. He's experienced his experience.
Sure. He's the ultimate girl dad for sure. He has five girls.
A basketball team.
It is kind of a weird thing, because it's especially right after you have them, they're like, we're gonna take them away and do some things, and it's like, wait, hold up, you're doing what? Where are you going? No, like, you can't leave right now. Like, we just got here, you know, like, do not leave. You know, they gotta check on stuff. You know, I don't know what they do, but you know, That's they gotta awesome. Do a couple things, right? And it's like, you just, you know, and then the question was to me if I wanted to come with. I'm like, yeah, I'm like not letting you walk away with my baby. You know, it's like, after what just happened, I'm holding that kid's hand. You know,
you guys did leave him. You're like, why don't you just let? I can take care of him better than you did in the hospital. Jeez, in the emergency room, left him alone.
There is something about that first night, though, man. That first night when the kid's in the other room, where you just, it is one of the hardest things to do.
Thanks for sharing, Jordan. That's awesome. Kidding, I'm glad you brought that up, because I don't know if I would have been able to ask a question like that. That's a very intimate thought, and we really appreciate you sharing it, man. That's cool. Sure. And I hope it helps. I hope that, you know, that we kind of, in the moments, Patrick and I realize – how special it is, and you know, for I can already see that day coming. Christmas is going to be right around the corner for us. And, you know, Thanksgiving. So we'll be a lot of thankfulness and great gratitude, but also just being in the moment, I'll think of that. So that's a really cool, man. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem.
So we've come to the end of our time. I believe we've kind of gone off the rails per usual, Patrick.
That's good. I you know what? I want to ask Jordan. Does Jordan, do you have any questions for us at all?
No, wait, he does
no?
not.
None? Come on.
What's your question? Go ahead, Jordan. Go ahead.
Hit us with a question if you got one. If you don't, that's cool.
I don't.
Yeah, okay. Sorry. He's got nothing. Sorry. What do you want to ask us? We were interviewing him. Oh, you want to ask me a question about mine?
I know.
Patrick hung up wallpaper the other day. You want to ask him how he did that?
That's what Joe's like, hey, man, what are we going to do on our next podcast? And I was like, well, I just got done hanging some wallpaper, bro. We can talk about that. You know, it was the self-adhesive kind.
True. Spray it with water. Stick it on. Right.
Hated it. Don't do it. Don't ever do it. Hey, by the way, Jordan just hung wallpaper recently. And from what I understand, it was if I read between the lines with what Angie was telling me, he hated every minute of it. I'm just saying.
Good. You too.
Yeah,
huh?
This one right here. Right behind me.
It's the worst. It's the worst.
Oh, look, he even cut his too. Thing.
It was rough. You know, but you know, the thing I actually thought I was gonna ruin it. You know, I actually thought I was gonna end up with just, you know, garbage and end up with like a bunch of weird lines and, you know.
If that's not parenthood described in a moment, because it looks great.
Ooh.
You're like, yeah, I was worried I was gonna ruin it and come up with some weird lines.
Ooh.
I mean, that's I guess raising kids. That's what I worry about with my stepson. But it turned out great because we can see it. It looks great.
Well played, sir. Well,
hey, Patrick, you got anything to end the podcast with like we usually do? Oh, or maybe, man. Is there a saying that Jordan likes? Is there something Jordan. That a life saying that you live by that you can think of? Like the other time we had like, one of my favorites is horseplay leads to no play.
Horseplay leads to no play, Jordan.
It leads to no play.
I don't know if you knew that or not. Now you do.
Or a penny saved is a penny earned.
There you go. Anything you say to Birch, anything you say to others.
Yeah, anything you say to Birch.
Was learned to be, you know, something you learned from your parents or anything along those lines, you know?
Maybe.
Or something when you speak to the church or when you teach.
Sorry.
The biggest thing for me is just like being in a place of like trust is a real difficult thing, man. Mm. You know, I talked about putting the kid in the other room, being like, you know, trust in God. Can he keep my kid alive?
Oh, that's awesome.
You know, it's like,
awesome. Go ahead, Patrick. Like, there's your saying. Trust
that,
in the
I
Lord.
I like that. Being in a place of trust.
Being in a place of trust.
Put yourself in a place of trust and put others in a place of trust.
Sure. Say it one more time. Let's end it up nice.
Which one? Put yourself and put others in a place of trust. Joe.
Thank you, Patrick.
Jordan. Happy
Thank
to
you,
help.
Patrick. Jordan, it was wonderful Jordan. Having you, man. We'll see you again. Thanks, everybody, for listening. This was the New Old Dad's Podcast.
Appreciate you both.
See you.
Don't ever